Coronavirus, unwelcomed aid. One of our church members, a retired Army colonel and nurse, who served in multiple war theaters in recent decades, was recently contacted by Samaritan's Purse. She was asked to help set up and staff an emergency field hospital at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic. Despite the risks that this situation posed, she agreed to go. As I'm sure you know, medical professionals in the city are in dire straits with overcrowded hospitals and are pleading for assistance from all quarters. And yet, when it became known that the charitable Christian ministry, Samaritan's Purse, was coming, controversy arose. Brad Hoylman, a gay New York senator, protested by declaring, "It's a shame that the federal government has left us in the position of having to accept charity from such bigots," referring to Samaritan's Purse. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio followed by expressing concern that medical care offered by Samaritan's Purse could be discriminatory towards LGBTQ patients, even though that has never been Samaritan's practice. Of course, they are a Christian ministry and therefore have a statement of faith that expresses their Christian faith, which employees must agree to, such as this statement concerning marriage. And I quote, "God instituted monogamous marriage between male and female as the foundation of the family and the basic structure of human society. For this reason, we believe that marriage is exclusively the union of one genetic male and one genetic female," end quote. Of course, that is basic biblical Christianity 101, and it is and has been the virtual universal teaching of Christian churches for the past 2,000 years. Furthermore, this view of human sexuality and marriage has been the basic foundational block for all human civilizations until very recently challenged by some. However, the sexual revolutionaries in New York City are so virulently opposed to the Christian faith that they collaborated together to prevent Samaritan's Purse from coming to St. John's Cathedral to offer free medical assistance to the city of New York amid an unprecedented health crisis. Samaritan's offer of aid was not welcomed. I wonder what St. John the Apostle, after whom this church was named, would have to say about that.